Okay, today is Daf Pei. What's today? Pei Dalad? Pei Dalad. We're on Pei Gimel and Beis by the two dots. Rav Destoy. So far, yesterday, we came up with one Makar, and only one, that one and only Makar, that Ayin Tachas Ayin means money and does not mean a literal translation. The Makar was from the Pasuk of. What was it? The pasuk was that it was a limud from the pasuk about kofar. For mitzah, you can't get away with paying kofar, which is mashma. But for injury, you can get away with paying kofar. Now the Gemara is going to try again to bring more proof to the idea that ayin tachas ayin means money. Rabbi Destoy Tanya, Rabbi Destoy ben Yehuda Omer, ayin tachas ayin mamon. Ayin tachas ayin means money. Ata Omer mamon. You say it means money. Oena el ayin mamish. Maybe it means an eye for an eye, literally. Amarti can't say that. Harishai say eno shel zeh gedol of eno shel zeh katana. The assailant, the guy, had a very small eye, and he poked out the victim, had a very large eye. Hechani kori ba'ayin tachas ayin. How can I say an eye for an eye? It's not equal. V'chitem, and if you want to tell me, kol ki hai shakal minei mamona, that in such a situation, then you pay money, but if the eyes are equal, you don't. HaTorah Amra, Mishpatechad Yilachem. There's only one solution to problems. Right? HaMishpat HaShavah L'Kulachem. It's the same result has to apply to everybody. You can't have a Torah like that. That can't be pshat. So what do you see? It must be, it means money. Can't mean an eye for an eye. Someone's eye is bigger than the other guy's eye. Amri, my question, what kind of question is that? What kind of reason is that we're stuck to saying an eye for an eye means money? Dilma maybe. Nahira shakal minei. Nahira amrachman anishkal minei. It's the lashon zaginar, light. You darken this guy's world, we're going to darken your world. Right? You did that, we're going to do that to you. It is literal. De'ilo te'emahachi, if you don't say that, katan Rashi says is a small man. A small guy. Rashi says a midget. Adam Nanas, a midget. Shahar, I guess a gadol, who kills a basketball player, very tall man. The gadol shahar, I guess a katan, or the other way around, a very tall man kills a very short man. How are you going to give the guy mitzah? HaTorah Amra, Mishpatechad Yilachem. Mishpatechad Yilachem. It's unfair. It's not an equal exchange. Why? Because this guy was a six-footer, and this guy was a little four-footer. It's not a fair exchange. How can we do that? Yeah, well, that's not a concern. We do that. Why? Well, says the Gemara. Ella, neshama shakal minei, neshama armachman neshkal minei. You took away a neshama, we're going to take away your neshama. Right? Hachanami, nehira shakal minei, nehira armachman neshkal minei. You took away his world, his light, we're going to take away your light. Therefore, that makar is rejected. It's not a makar. The Gemara tries again. Tani idach. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Ayin tachas ayin mamon. Ayin tachas ayin means money. Ata Omer mamon. You say it means money. Oena ela ayin mamish. Maybe it means ayin mamish. It can't mean ayin mamish. You know why? Harei shahayasuma vasima. Let's say a blind person makes somebody else blind. Or kita v'kita. A person missing an arm chops off your arm. Chiger v'chiger. A guy without a leg chops off your leg. A lame person makes you lame. Hechani mekayim b'zayin tachas ayin. How can I do ayin tachas ayin? The guy has already lost his eyes. Da'atorah amra mishpatechad yilachem, mishpatechad v'lkulchem. Obviously, I can't do ayin tachas ayin in all cases. Sometimes people don't have eyes. Sometimes people don't have arms. How can I be b'kayim ayin tachas ayin? It must mean money.
Very similar to the last one.
Yeah, Amri, my question, what kind of question is that? Dilma, hecha de'efshar efshar, hecha de'lefshar lo efshar. If it's possible, we do ayin tachas ayin, and if it's impossible, we don't do ayin tachas ayin. Upat reading lane, you know what? You'd be off the hook. You'd be off the hook legamri. We have such a case. Dilote bahachi, we have such a thing. Treifa shahara gets a shalem. A guy's a treifa. The guy doesn't have more than 12 months to live. And he kills a shalem. You know what happens to that treifa? Nothing. I was in broad daylight and there were edim. Nothing happens to him. You know why? Because Rashi explains, the edus is edus shi atiyachal hazima. The Edom can't be made into Edom Zomim. Why not? Because it's as if they're giving testimony already on a dead man. It's not just a dead man. Happens to be. He's walking around for a little while. It's not just a matter of time before he dies. He's a treifa. Therefore, you can't be Zomim then because they're not really giving testimony on a pending matter. It's already considered a done deal. He's already considered a mate. Therefore, it's Edith Shiyat Yachal Azima. Therefore, he's considered, he's off the hook. You have such a case like that, such a situation like that in the Torah already. Upatrinalay. And he's Potter. Therefore, kind of, they're, it's fine. In the rare situation where like a blind man makes someone else blind, you're right, he'll be Potter. Why should that stop us from saying, Ayin Tachasayin is literal? Therefore, that proof is rejected.
Next one. This one's gonna work. The very Bishmal Tana, Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, Kain Yinasein Bo. Right? It says over there, Shever Tacha Shever, Ayin Tacha Zayin, Shein Tacha Shein, Kasha Yitain Mum Ba Adam, Kain Yinasein Bo.
Just like you gave a mum, we give you a mum. The Ein Nesina El Mamon. What do you mean, gave? Just like you gave a mum, we give you a mum. What do you give? You give money. Why? You don't give a wound. You give money.
You don't give a wound?
No.
You invest in you, and you give it, and you're punishing somebody. You give them office, don't you?
What? Elamayat, if that's true, kasha yitin mum ba'adam, hachanami demaman hu. So then the first part of that pasuk says, kasha yitin mum ba'adam. Kasha yitin mum, you gave, what do you, gave him money? You gave him a mum. You gave him a mum. What does that mean? You gave money. You gave him a mum.
Amidir Bishmael, no, really, Kroyisera Darshi. It's a really, we have an extra pasuk over here. Why? Michti, the Ksiv, it says, Vish Kiite, is another pasuk. That's a pasuk in one pasuk earlier than that. The pasuk right before that. The pasuk right before that says, Vish Kiite Mumba Amiso, Kasher Yasa, Kini Aselo. That pasuk says, here's how it goes, Vish Kiite Mumba Amiso, right? Vish Kiite Mumba Amiso, Kasher asa, keni asa lo. The very next pasuk says, Shever tacha shever, ayin tacha zayin, shein tacha shein, kasher yitin mum ba adam, keni asa lo. It says it twice. Says the Gemara, keni asa bo lama lomali, shmamina mamon. Kasher yitin mum ba adam lomali. So why did it say it again by the adam? Says the Gemara, aidi de boi michtav keni asa lo. Since it says it once, keni asa lo, Kasav nami kashayitin mumba adam, kashayitin mumba adam, kain yinasin lo.
It's the same halacha. We're going to have it in a minute. It's the same halacha. What?
By, obviously,
since the Torah repeats it twice, obviously it means mamon. It's an extra drasha. This one stands. Kashayitin mumba adam, kain yinasin lo, and kain yinasin lo. What does that mean? That means money. Then maybe the mum means money. No, but the Torah says it twice. Therefore, it can't mean money. What does it mean? Therefore, it can't mean literal. What does it mean? It means money. This raya stands.
Next, the Rav Chiya Tana, Amar Kra, Yad Biyad, Yad Biyad. It says Yad Biyad. What is a Yad? That pasuk. There's a pasuk in Devarim.
This is a pasuk by Aidan Zomim. There's a pasuk by Aidan Zomim that says, Lo sachas eincha. Don't have pity on them.
Nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad b'yad, regel b'rogel.
What does yad b'yad mean?
Says the Gemara, dover hanisin miyad liyad.
Something given over yad liyad. What's given over yad liyad? Umaynihu, what is that? Mamon, money. This is the one that Rashi quotes in Parashas Mishpatim. This is the one. Why he quotes this one, I don't know. But this is the one he quotes. So something that's given over yad, what's given over yad b'yad?
Money. El Meata, if that's true, then regel beregel nami.
Well, what about regel beregel? What does that mean?
Right?
What does that mean, regel beregel?
Hachi nami. One minute. Regel beregel nami hachiu.
What, regel beregel means something given over regel to regel? That doesn't make any sense. So what does yad biyad mean?
So Amri Devei Reb Chiya, no, Kroyser Kadarshi. It's an extra pasuk. Bichti. Ksiv, it says, Vasisim lo kasha zamam, lasos lo achiv.
It already says that whatever they wanted to do to you, you do to him.
Esau kadaitach mamish.
If that means mamish, what does that mean, mamish? That means ayin tachas ayin. Two Edom come and say, Reuven poked out Shimon's eye. And then it's proud to be zomin. What are we going to do? Poke out the Edom's eyes. That would be literal.
Yad biyad lomali.
The one that's a yad biyad.
Shma mina mamon.
Obviously it's money.
Says the Gemara, regel beregel lomali.
What do I need regel beregel for? What does that pasuk say regel beregel for?
No, so Gemara says, I did the kusav yad b'yad, kusav nami regel b'rogel. Since it says, yad b'yad, I did says a little regel b'rogel. Ask Tanachas Moshe, what kind of answer is that? Yad b'yad, so we're also going to say regel b'rogel. What kind of answer? What does that mean? Why should we say regel b'rogel? Because we said yad b'yad. What does it have to do with the other? So the only, he doesn't really answer it. He says, what kind of answer is this? ID because, yeah, we said that in the Mishnah. Because we said in this case, we tell another case, even if it's not so relevant, or it's just not such a chiddush, we'll say it anyway. They have to memorize everything, want to make it easier. ID said that, it said that. Why did Yehuda not say did that? That's not such a kasha. What does it mean? ID that the Torah, yad b'yad, the Torah, regel for regel? What kind of answer is that? Right? He says, the kasha doesn't apply 2 minutes ago when we said Kain Yinasein Bo twice. The Gemara just said, the Torah wrote it the first time, the Torah wrote it the second time. That's not such a kasha because the extra time is reinforcing that we're talking about money, not literal. Here, what does that mean, regel b'regel?
Yeah, but we're picking and choosing anyway.
What?
We're pulling out what we want to pull out of it anyway.
I understand, but you're right. We always do that. That's why drushos.
First of all, make as much sense as this one does.
I know, that's why drushos are very difficult because we don't understand them.
Exactly.
But even in the little we do understand, what kind of answer is this? So Nachas Moshe says, the only thing you can think of is, because the pasuk, this is in Devarim, this is by the Eden Zom in Gemara, in Parsha Shoftim, Kisete, wherever it is, over there, at the end of Devarim. So over there, it says that whatever the Eden Zom did, you do to them. And the Gemara says, right, Lo Sachos Eidcha, don't have pity on them, Yad Barad Regel Barogel. So Nachas Moshe says, maybe because the Parsha Shoftim, it says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Yad Tachas Yad, Regel Tachas Regel. That's what it means. We said it over there. Why does Torah say it over there? It's a different question. Why does Torah say it so many times over there? Every part of your body. So, since we said it over there, for parallel purposes, Torah repeats it again. Yad b'yad regel b'regel. That's the best we can come up with. What? No, it's not a great answer. Not only is it not a great answer, he says, Shema. Maybe that's what I could say. He doesn't really have an answer. He didn't have an answer. I'm not going to come up with an answer. Next. Abaya Omar, Abaya is going to say a reason that's going to be rejected. Abaya Omar, Isya Midtana Dechizkiya, because of the Dechizkiya's vort. The Tana Dechizkiya, Ayin Tachazayin, Nefesh Tachaz Nefesh. It says Ayin Tachazayin, Nefesh Tachaz Nefesh. So says Abaya, Nefesh Tachaz Nefesh, Velo Nefesh V'ayin Tachazayin. You can't have an Ayin and a Nefesh in place of an Ayin. What does that mean? That means v'ki sa'kadai tach mamish. If it means mamish, zinin. So sometimes the mishkachas la'ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. You're gonna have what's gonna happen? Reuven is gonna poke at Shimon's eye. So we're gonna take Reuven. What are we gonna do with Reuven? We're gonna take him and poke at his eye. He might die during that procedure. And then what's it gonna be? It's gonna be an ayin and a nefesh tachas the ayin that he poked out. That's not fair. Torah doesn't say that. Torah says, ayin tachas ayin, nefesh tachas nefesh. Not to take out someone's ayin and his nefesh because he poked at someone else's eye. That might happen. Therefore, it can't be literal, it has to be money. Why? Because the behadid the iver lay, while we're poking out his eye, nafgalei nishmasei. He's going to die.
He got the same chances of dying as the first guy did.
Says the Gemara, one second, Gemara, oh my kushu, what kind of kasha is that? Dilma maybe. Me, Madam Dinanle, we're going to be momming him. We're going to estimate. We're going to send him to the doctor, and we're going to say, can he withstand poking at the eye? E mati makabel of Dinan. If yes, yes. Vilo mati makabel low of Dinan. And if not, not. We already have a model for that. We do that by Malchus. We send the guy to the doctor. How much Malchus can he withstand? And by the way, if the doctor says he can withstand 39, and the E amrinan aviam Dinan de mati makabel of Dinan bay v'raka gravche. He may Islamist. And if they say he could do it and he dies, okay, he died. We don't fault Bezin for that. Milo Tanan Gabi Malchus, that's the same thing as Malchus. Amduhu, we estimate how much he can withstand. Umeis, and if he dies, Tachas Yado, while under that procedure, Putter. Everyone's Putter. Right? If Bezin says he can withstand 39 Malchus, we give him 39, he dies. That's it. We're very sorry. So too here. We'll send him to a doctor. Bezin says, you know what? You can poke out his eye. Now, he's fine. He's a healthy guy. Don't worry about it. And unfortunately, he dies. You putter. So therefore, what? Who said this is not a good drasha? Therefore, this is rejected also. It's not a drasha. We don't learn from this here. Again, the next one's going to be rejected also. Rav Zvid Mishmei Diraba Omar. Omar Kwa, Torah says, Petzetachas Potze. What does that mean? Petzetachas. Wound for wound. Litein Sar B'Makom Nezek. to give tsar b'makom nezek. Meaning, if you hurt somebody, not only do you pay the nezek, which is the difference in value, being before the accident, before you did this to him and after you did this to him, right? You have a guy who's worth, he has two arms, and you took off one arm. So how much is a guy worth two arms worth? How much is a guy with one arm worth? It's a big difference. You're paying a lot of money, right? A guy with one arm is very, very limited in what he can do with his life. You're going to pay a lot of money. But besides that, you also pay tsar. Right? You also pay tsar. What's tsar? Tsar is tomorrow's daf. You also pay tsar. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. If it's ayin tachasai, what are you paying tsar for? Whatever tsar you have, we're going to give back to him. He cut off your arm, we'll cut off his arm. What are you paying tsar? Obviously, it's not literal. If it's literal, what are you paying tsar for? You cut off his arm, I'll cut off your arm. You have pain, he'll have pain. What are you paying for? Therefore, it must be, says the Gemara, this is Rav Zvid, it must be, it's not literal. It must be, it's money. The Gemara is going to reject that. Sounds good, no? If it's literal, an eye for an eye, then it's leitzar. He has tsar, he has tsar. What are you paying for that for? Says the Gemara, well, my kushya, what kind of kasha is that? Dilma maybe iki inish demifanik is leitzar retvei. No, guy's a very delicate person, had a lot of tsar. The ikad inish delomifanik less leitzar. Another guy doesn't have so much, didn't bother him so much. Everyone's tolerance for pain is different. So therefore, lamai nafkamina. So why does the Torah say peta tachas patza? No, of course it's literal. Of course it's literal. Maybe it is an eye for an eye. And what are you paying for? You're paying for lemeis v'lehayach t'beini beini. You're paying for the difference in the tolerance of pain. Of course we're going to do. It to the other guy. You cut off his arm, we'll cut off yours. What are you paying pain for then? No, because he has different tolerance level. Different tolerance level. We'll have to. You have to pay for that, right? That's what it means. Therefore, the reason's rejected. That's not a makar. Next, Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Kra. This is the same exact drasha. Verapa Yirape. You paid doctor bills. Litain Rafua B'makom Nezek. You paid for Rafua. Now, if it's an eye for an eye, what are you paying Rafua for? By the way, nobody says that the same thing should be by Nezek. I chop off your arm. What am I paying for? You chop off my arm. No one says, the Gemara doesn't, that's not one of the drushes. So the whole Rishonim discussed, why not? Who know what? These are rejected, but why didn't anyone come up with that one? But we come up with it by doctor bills. Right? If it's mamish, I cut off your arm, you'll cut off mine, so then what am I paying the doctor bills for? Kihechi dahai boy asya, hai nami boy asya. Just like he needs a doctor, so you're going to need a doctor. So, it's a wash. What are you paying for that for? Obviously, it must be money. Amri. My question, what kind of question is that? Dilma maybe, ikad asalik bisri haya, ikad alasalik bisri haya. No, not everyone heals the same way. Yeah, the same doctor, 100%, but not everyone heals the same way. Lamay nafkamina, so why does the Torah say you should pay doctor bills? Lamay nafkamina, lamay sif lehaech de baini baini. You pay the difference in the healing. He's going to heal in five days. You're going to heal in 7 days. You're going to have to go to the doctor for 2 extra days. That's what you're paying for. Doctor bills, you're right. It should be a wash, but not everybody's the same. Everybody has different healing, whatever. They heal in different speeds. That's why it's different. Ravashi said, "This one's going to last. This one's going to work." So far, how many worked? We had one from yesterday, and how many from today? One. We had two. Two from today. Right, we had two from today and one from yesterday. So it's going to be a total of four ways. This is going to be the fourth one, the fourth and final. Four ways we know that ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean literal, it means money. It'll be four ways. Here's number four. Rav Ashi Amar, Isya tachas mishor. It's a gzera shava. Tachas mishor. Ksiv hacha ayin tachas ayin. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, shalem yishalem shor tachas hashor. Ma lahalon mamon, afkan mamon. Okay? Gzera shava. Can't ask question on gzera shava. Now, says the Gemara, my chazes dialafta tachas mishar. Why did you pick to learn tachas mishar? Nelef tachas mi adam. Why didn't you learn it out from adam? Now, we know, this is a famous thing, we know that ain adam done gzer shava. You can make up your own gzer shava. You have to have a gzer shava from a kabbalah from your rebbe. So what kind of question? Don't learn that gzer shava, learn that gzer shava. The answer is, but I didn't have that in Masorah. I said the Gemara, right? Why learn that Kedera Shava? What was wrong with this Kedera Shava? Because the Gemara is driving at, why learn human to animal? Learn human to human. Why learn from a shore? Learn from a human. Why did you learn tachas tachas from shore? What are you throwing in animals for? Nelif tachas tachas mi adam. Diksiv v'nefesh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Malahal and mamish. Achkan mamish. Just like nefesh tachas nefesh is mamish. You kill somebody, they're going to kill you. So too, mamon is mamish. Right? It's everybody. I can't make a gzera shava by myself. I need a Rebbe. So my Rebbe didn't learn that gzera shava. So what kind of question is that? What kind of question is that? The answer is, because many times, the gzera shavas that were out there, what you learned from your Rebbe was, there was an extra word in the Torah, and another extra word in the Torah. And then once you had the extra words, you were able to then make a gzera shava on your own. The words were given over from Rebbe to Rebbe. Says the Gemara, good, the words were given over to Ravashi. Ravashi had a Rebbe, and Ravashi's Rebbe said, you know what, there's a gzera shava of tachas tachas. Says Ravashi, scratching his head, oh, it must mean that tachas tachas means Mamon. Says the Gemara, what prompted Ravashi to do that? Let him learn tachas tachas from Adam, and it's not Mamon, it's literal. By nefesh, it's literal, right? You murder somebody, they're going to murder you. So too, you cut off someone's finger, they're going to cut off your finger. It should be literal. That answers that question. So the Gemara says, Amri, no. Donin nizakin min nizakin. We're going to learn nezek from nezek. The ain donin nezek mimisa. Even though tachas from the animal is about animals and humans, but it's about nezek. Don't bring in Misa from left field. Misa by a person, that's much, much more different. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Donan Adam mi Adam, Vein Donan Adam mi Behema. Humans are more similar than animals. So the Gemara answers, Ella, Amr of Ashi, Mitatna. So you're right. You have to figure out what this means, because, says Rav Ashi, you're right. Ella, Amr of Ashi, Mitachas Asher Ina Yalaflei. From a different Tachas now. From that tachas, you have to pay a woman because you violated her. That's a human being. It says tachas, and it's a money, right? You violated a girl, you have to pay for that. It says tachas, it's a human being, and it's a nezek. You harmed her. You violated her, you harmed her, and it's a nezek. Adam, mi Adam, v'nezakin, mi nezakin. It's Adam, Adam, and it's nezek. That is a good makar. That what? Ayin tachas, ayin means money. Zer shava. Okay? Now, having said all this, we have four makoros. Says the Rambam, in Hilchas Nezikin, in Hilchas Chovel Masak, Perak Al Halacha Hei, I'll read you the words of the Rambam. Uminayin, Shezeh, Shinemar, Be'evarm, Ayin Tachazayin, Da, 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 Tashlumen, who? How do you know it's Tashlumen? Which one of the four you think the Rambam is going to bring? He's going to bring a fifth one, his own. Shinemar, it says in the Torah, says the Rambam, Chabura Tachas Chabura. Chabura Tachas Chabura? Where does this come from? Ubepirush nemar ki ya ke ish bechabura tashlumin, right? Vehu adin letachas hanemar ba'ayin ubeshar ivarim. Ubepirush nemar. Yeah, v'chi ya ke ish bechabura tashlumin.
How's this any better?
No, everybody. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from? We just spent two Amid.
See, he's got it. So what? Why is that better than everything we've learned until now?
What?
He's not learning it. He's not finding a better one than the ones we've had until now. Right.
So the Kesef Mishnah says that what the Rambam meant to say was that he learned it out from, he holds from the drasha of Rav Papa that Viripu Virape. Even though we rejected that, he still holds to that one. That's what the Ketzer Mishnah says. The Mitzvah Eisen says that the Rambam, the Rav Ashi's Gzera Shava, it wasn't from Tachas, from, it was from Chabura. It had a different Girsa. That's a cheap way out.
Tachas Chabura.
Tachas Chabura, the same thing. The Tachas over there five times. So instead of saying Ayin Tachas Ayin, he had a different girsa, Chabura Tachas Chabura. That's how we answered the Shver Rambam. It's a girsa issue. Right? That's how we answered it. Right. No, it's not unreasonable. It's just a very cheap way out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we are basically done. We are done with the idea of Ayin Tachas Ayin. We're done. Now we go on to a new thing. It's a fascinating topic. It has a tremendous, it's a very halachal ma'isa topic which we're about to start. The problem is it's so long that we're not going to have, there's an unbelievable tosfos that we're not, I don't know if we're going to get to it. We're going to try my hardest to get to it. Here we go. The whole topic is about dayanim. Being able to dan dinim of knas, which are not allowed to be done in chutz la'aretz. The reason is because they're not smuchin. So how do we try to get around that problem? So I said to Rabbi Rabag last night, I said, maybe you can give me some shortcuts because it's such a long daf, I don't have to go look it up. It's a matzah Shabbos, it's always so late. So he says, oh, go look at Siman Aleph, there's a gigantic smah over there, shach, the whole thing. It's all there, but it's very long. So, but the Tosfos helped me out, so we'll see, we hope we'll have time. Hu chamra, there was a donkey. The kata yada di yinuka, and it bit off the arm of a child. So, also the kamei of Papa Bar Shmuel, they came in front of Papa Bar Shmuel, Amar, lay, and he said, Zilu shumu le arba dvarim, go pay four things. The Mepharshim say, it must be that he thought that when they said chamar, they meant a donkey driver. Thought it was a human being that did this to the child. Thought it was a person, not an animal, thought it was a person. So he said, go pay the four things. Said the Gemara, wait a minute, Amalei Rava, banan chamisha tanam, but there's five things. Amalei, right, levar mi nezek, I meant besides nezek. Of course you pay nezek, now also has to pay the other four. The chiddush was, maybe there's no boshes by a child, maybe there's no shevis by a child, but no, you go pay the four things. Amalei Abaya, wait a minute, v'chamaru, it's a donkey, v'chamar ena mishai mele nezek, a chamar only pays nezek. We had that already, an animal damaging doesn't, you don't pay boshes if an animal damages. We had that already. Amalei, oh, I didn't realize that. So zilu shibul in this case, a good, so only pay nezek. Says the Gemara, v'ka'avda boy, l'mashime, we have to treat him like an eved. How much would he be worth, right? To go pretend, how much would he be worth before and after, right? So amalei, so zilu shaymuhu ke'avda. God's good, to go treat him like an eved. Amalehu abba, the father, the yinuka, the father says, lo ba'ina de zila be'milsa. I don't want to ruin his shidduch. They're going to say that when he was younger, he got up there like an eved to devaluate. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to belittle my own son.
Losing arm wasn't bad enough.
Right, losing arm wasn't bad enough, right? I don't want to belittle him like that. So Amrulay, so they told the father, I understand your concern. But it's his money. It's his son's money. You can't deprive him of the money. So Amalahu, Lachi Gadal, Mephaisin Ale Mididi. Now, when he grows up, I'll cover it. Whatever it costs, I'll put away the money. Now, when he turns 18, I'll give it to him.
What is this here for?
What?
Why is this here?
Why is it here?
I don't know.
So the Mepharshim say that if the father has the means to do it, we'll let him do this. Because basically, he has no right to be mochel on his son's money. He can be mochel on his own. He has no right to be mochel on his son's, but he can be mochel on the whole process if he pays for it. That he can do. So if he has the money, if he's just stopped talking out of his air, right? We don't listen. But if he has the means, what's the difference? He doesn't want to make his son go through all that? He doesn't have to. Why is it here? I'm not sure. Might be here because of the Dayanim issue, which we're going to get to in a minute.
No,
they say as if.
Yes, why is
he felt it was degrading. What people do to get a good shidduch, right? It's not so far fetched. It's very degrading. You know, they're going to talk about Bashal Shuddhas. You hear what happened the other day? This happened to the kid. Right? You just keep on highlighting what happened to this kid, right? Hahu Gavra, there was once a guy, the Olis Yode Diyanuka. That, again, a cow. What? I'm sorry, Hahutura. There was an ox. The Olis Yode Diyanuka, that it chewed off the arm of a boy, of a child. Asala Kameh Derava, Amalahu, Zilu Shaymihu Ka'avda, go treat him like an Evid. Amalahu, Vahamar, Hada Amar, Kohanishim Ke'evid, In Govan Osoba Bavel. Anytime we have to do that, we don't do it in Bavel. Anytime we have to evaluate what the guy's worth, we don't do that in Bavel. Amalahu, no, lo tzricha. What I meant to say was, di'i tafas. Right, we don't do it. But, if the victim will go ahead and take something out of the mazit's house, right, the ox did it, and we can't put the kid up on the block, because we don't do that in Bavel. We don't do that in Bavel. So why did Rava say, go do it? We don't do that in Bavel. So Rava said, because let's say the nizik, the victim, goes into the mazit's house, and steals his stereo. After all, you did what you did to my kid. Your ox took off my kid's arm. So I'm going to go into your house and I'm going to take all your silver. Something I can get at. So if he does that, we don't take it away from him. We let him keep it.
Says Rava, so let's evaluate how much the kid's worth. If you took too much silver, then you have to give it back. Right? We don't evaluate lechachila, but if the nizik goes and takes it from him, it's called tafas, he goes ahead and grabs it, he can't deal with this gemara, he can't deal with it, he's entitled to go take it. I'm not so sure that we're going to give you maftion if you do that, but you're allowed to do it, and we can't take it out, we can't take it back from you. The mazik can't go back and steal it back, unless he took too much. So listen, let the kid go be evaluated, and we'll see how much it's going to be if this happens.
He's taking first before they're evaluating?
What? No, so Rav said, go evaluate, so in case he's tafas, we'll know how much he's allowed to be tafas. But ain't a chanami, l'chachila, we don't do it. Why not? We'll see on Amid Beis. We're going to see on Amid Beis. Why not? It's all going to become clear. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara, Rava l'taymei. Rava's consistent. To Amar Rava, oh my goodness, to Amar Rava, nizke shor v'shor, the nizke shor, if a shor hurts another shor, or nizke shor v'adam, if an adam hurts a shor, so the shor is always the victim, govin osob bavel. That we do evaluate in bavel. That we do in bavel. Animal damages, we'll do it. Nizke adam ba'adam, man to man, nizke adam b'shor, or if a shor hurts an adam, the adam's the victim, the difference is the, who's hurt? The shor's hurt, or the adam's hurt? That ain't govin osob bavel. That we don't do in bavel. Says the Gemara, maishna nizke adam ba'adam, unizke adam b'shor, delo. Why don't we do that in Bavel? Why not? Why don't we do the damages of human beings in Bavel? Elohim ba'inan, because we need Elohim, Elohim, which means judges that are smuchin, that are smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ba'inan, we need that v'leka, we don't have that. Says the Gemara, the niske shar b'shar b'shar b'adonami. What's the difference if you're a human being or if you're a shar? You also need that. Same thing. Ba'inan, Elohim ba'inan v'leka, you don't have that, you don't have judges either. That can't be the reason. Ella, Maishna, Shar, Bashar, Bashar, Ba'adam. Why do we allow Shar, the damages of Shar? The Shlichu Sayu Kav Dinon. We apply the principle of Shlichu Sayu. Shlichu Sayu means, Eina Chanam, we don't have Smicha. However, the Chachamim came up with this idea called Shlichu Sayu, which is, it's as if they're acting as our Shliachs. The judges in Bavel, the judges in America, that don't have Smicha, because the chain has been broken, are acting as the shliach of the judges that do forever. That's the concept of shliach hatzayu. It's a huge sugya. Huge sugya. Therefore, they're allowed to judge the cases of shars. So then why only shars? Why not adam? Says the Gemara, midi d'havya, dos valvos. No different than loans. Judges in Bavel can judge cases of loans. Right? Why? You need shmicha to be a judge. That's what's going on here. Answer is shlichusayu. So the Gemara says, "Adam ba Adam ba Adam b'shar nami shlichusayu kav dinon." Why don't we allow cases of human beings? Mita dahavi odos valvos. Says the Gemara, "Amri ki kav dinon shlichusayu." When do we apply this rule of shlichusayu? Mita the kimle degava, an amount that we can fit a fixed amount. B'mita the lo kimle begava, but if we don't know exactly what the amount is, lo of dinon shlichusayu. We don't say shlichusayu. How much did you borrow? Borrowed $100. We know what the amount is. We know what the amount is. $100 loan. You don't want to pay? We'll go to the Bedin. Aye, they're not smuchin. Shlichusayu. Says the Gemara. What kind of answer is that? Amri, shor b'shor b'shor b'adam nami lo kam lo begava. Even by an ox, we don't know what the damages are. We have to go call an expert. How much is the ox worth? What's going on? What's the market value? We don't know what we're doing. It's not a loan. By a loan, we know the number. Ella, that can't be. Ella, pukkazi hecha de mezavni tura b'shuka. Go see how much the ox is worth in the street. Adam nami. So Adam ba Adam ba Adam b'shar nami. So even if it's a human being who's damaged, puk chazi heichad demizavni avde b'shuka. How much would that slave be worth? For owed also, if that's true, tashlam kefil tashlam bar b'chamisha. That you should allow kefil and dal v'hei in Bavel the kitzi because a fixed amount. It's 4 and 5. It's fixed. Neva shlichu sayu. So why don't we say shlichu sayu? So we're getting to the answer, right? We keep trying. We're getting to the answer. Amri. Kikav din shlichusayu. When do we say shlichusayu? B'mimona. Only when it comes to money. Meaning, b'knasa lo avdin and shlichusayu. By knas, we don't say shlichusayu. No knasas can be done outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of real smicha. Listen, we'll get to stealing in a minute. A guy borrowed $100, doesn't want to pay it back. That's not a knas. Right? That you can judge. Otherwise, imagine if it wouldn't be. Society would break down. But knas, kefil, dal v'hei, no, that doesn't. Says the Gemara, that's half an answer. If that's true, then Adam ba Adam, dimamonahu never shlichusayu. So you punch a guy in the face, right? That's not a knas. Let's do shlichusayu. Says the Gemara, kikav din shlichusayu. When do we do shlichusayu? Bimilsa de shchichi. Milsa, something that's common. Adam ba Adam, delo shchicha. Adam, a person hitting another person? How often does that happen? Lo shlichicha, lo avdin shlichusayu. Don't do shlichusayu for that. Says the, it's an amazing Gemara. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, listen to this one. Hari boshes upagam. What about boshes sliding your neighbor? That's a ma'aseh b'chol yom. Upagam, having a violating a girl. The shchiach, that's shchiach. Never shlichusayu. That should be shlichusayu for that. Right? How many times does it come and say, look what he said to me, said about me? Happens all the time. Amri, no. Amri hachanami. Yeah, you're right, we'll do that. Tar of Papa, Agbar, Bar Meaduzi, Laboshes. If Papa once did that, he made somebody pay $400. He embarrassed him in front of everybody. Vahalekal of Papa, we don't halak with Papa. The Shalachle of Chista, Lerv Nachman, Shalachle, Chista, Knafsa, Kamagavis, Bavel. You're judging Knafsa and Bavel? That's not an answer. Ella, what's the answer? When do we do shlichusayhu? Bemilsa de shchicha, when it's common, and v'ispechasar and kiss, out of pocket expense. Like a loan. I lend you money, and pay it back. I have an out of pocket expense. Boshet, it's not an out of pocket expense. I didn't lose anything. You embarrassed me. Okay, so I have to pay. No, there's no shlichusayhu for that. No, they have no smicha. No, that's because it's not called Rebbe. That's the difference between a Tana and an Amora. No, Rav does not mean Smicha. Rebbe means Smicha. That's why there are Meroyim in Eretz Yisrael that were called Rebbe. Like Rebbe Yochanan HaSandler. But Rav means no Smicha. Yeah, that's how you know the difference. That's a different reason why though. I don't have an answer for that question. Why he's not called Rav Shmuel? I don't have an answer for that. What about Abaye and Rava? It's like Abaye and Rava, like it's a guy in the street. I don't know. We're working on that for years. What? You have Tanaim also like that. It's a kasha that I have. And then, by the way, then you have another title called Rabban. Right? Rabban Gamliel. Right? Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. It's a different thing. We can go into that for an hour also. Talk about all the thing with the titles. The Rambam says that the people that don't have titles were so great. Like Akavi Ben Mahalalel. So great they were that they don't even have titles. That answers part of it. Abaye and Rava were hundreds of years after Akavi Ben Mahalalel. Okay, so fine. That's a tangent. Now, Aval, Milsa de Shchicha. But if it's something that's Shchiach, the less Lechisar and Kiss, no out of pocket loss. Inami or Milsa de Lo Shchiach, it's not common, but the Ispechisar and Kiss, then Lo Avdin Shchichatayu. There's no Shchichatayu. Hilkach, therefore, Adam ba Adam, Af Agaf, Adam, well, I'm sorry, Adam ba Adam, Af Agaf, the Ispechisar and Kiss. It's a monetary loss for that, no? But kivin del shchiach, it's not shchiach. We said for people to hate each other, that's not shchiach. Lo avdin and shlichusayu. Boshes af agaf de shchiach. It's very common for that. Kivin del lesbe chesar and kit, but there's no out of pocket loss. Lo avdin and shlichusayu. Now shor b'shor, govim b'bavel. Okay, so that's the answer. Now we're going to have to do the tosses tomorrow because we're going to run out of time. I want to get to the two dots at least. Shor b'shor. Go from Bavel? Now, better getting back. Shor v'shor, you do in Bavel. From our Rava, Rava said, Shor shehizik, ain't go from also Bavel. If a shor damaged, you don't do that in Bavel. Says the Gemara, the Azik man. Who the shor damaged? Ilema Adam, the Azik Adam. If it damaged another human being, my ear, you shor the Azik Adam. Why did he tell me that a shor damaged the person? Afilu Adam, the Azik Adam. Even if a man damaged a man. Now the Gemara says, Rashi says, that's more shchiach. But we just said that a man hitting a man is not shchiach. So it must mean it's more shchiach than a shor damaging a man. That we must say that. Nami in govin osoba bavel. That also doesn't happen in bavel. El pshita, it must mean the azik shor. That it damaged another shor. The katani in govin osoba bavel. And Rava said we don't do that in bavel. So do we do shor in bavel or not? Amri, hasam, betam, hacha, b'muad. No, that was by a tam. A tam, Rava held, was a knas. You pay chatzi nezek as a knas. You don't do that in bavel. No knas in bavel. But by a muad, 100%. Aye, but my Rava ain't muad be Bavel, but there's no muad in Bavel. Rava said there's no muad in Bavel. Amri, you know what Rava meant by that? The Iyayit Hasam, they were warned in Eretz Yisrael, the guy was warned, the master, the Aisei Lahacha, and then he brought the Shor into Bavel. You hear this? It was made a mu'ud over there and he brought it over here. So Gemara says, "V'amilta d'lo shchicha." What kind of case is that? Such an unusual case. "V'amilta d'lo shchicha ha'amarta lo avdina shchichatayu." But unusual cases, we don't say. We said already, we don't say shchichatayu. So the Gemara says, "No, the asri rabbanon the hasam v'ayu dehacha." No, the rabbanon came from Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel to warn you. That's what happened. You hear this? The gedolim in Eretz Yisrael came to tell you that your shars a mu'ud, and now you have din of a mu'ud. So the Gemara says, "So, v'amilta d'lo shchicha." That's also unusual. "V'ata marta v'amilta d'lo shchicha lo avdina shchichatayu." There's no shchichatayu for that. Ella ki kamar Rava b'shein v'regel. When did Rava say his din by shein and regel? Dimuadin mitatchila ninhu. Because they're always muad. That's when we sue. We apply shlichus ayu by shein and regel. That's ma'aseh b'chol yom. That's common. That's frequent, and it's also a chasar and kid. By muads by keren, then we don't say shlichus ayu. Now, what I wanted to discuss, which you have 1 minute, we could start, was Tosfos says the Tosfos e. Tosfa says that Tosfa asks a question. What about gzelos? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Gittin says that we don't judge gzelos in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel. Why not? Because gzelos are lo shchiach. Who steals? Klai Yisrael. It's a lo shchiach thing. 1 minute, we're going to get to there. And therefore, we don't say shlichus ayu. The question that Rava has is, there's so many cases throughout Shas, in Bavel, where they judged gzelos. How do you resolve that problem? So many cases in Shas where they did judge gzelos. That's the question he raises. The machlokas in the Chaber and the Ramah, and the machlokas in the Chaber and the Ramah depends on the answers to that question. The Ramah differentiates between a hold up where you go into a bank, that's lo shchiach, as opposed to ask the guy to watch it. What?
White collar.
Or white collar. Right. I didn't do anything wrong. No, you don't understand. This is what happened, and then I gave it to him. You know, all the excuses. You didn't outright hold up the guy. That we do in Bavel, the Rama says, but the hold ups we don't. Because why? That's lo shchiach. Tosfos says the other type. He said, "Call the ma'aseh b'chol yom." Call the ma'aseh b'chol yom. Tosfos. The other type of gzeila. That everyone does. But the hold up, that everybody's very rare. That's what we'll get to tomorrow, the other answers. All right, we'll have time to stop. Everyone have a good day.